You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
It's Favorite Thursday. It's Favorite Thursday, and it's just by God's privilege that we have this day to be alive. And not just alive, but having a wonderful family to pray with at Glow Music. For all our associates who are joining in prayer. Today, our prayer is centered on favor seen in his strength. Favor seen in his strength. Favor seen in blessing in his strength. From Psalm 118, verse 14. The Lord is my strength and song. The Lord is my strength and song, and it's become my salvation. Psalm 118, verse 14. Reflecting upon this, we see that one mark of divine favor is that God himself becomes our strength. God himself becomes our strength and song. I believe we all know the Lord is my strength. Is my strength. My song. This time, anytime you sing that song, come back of God's favor. This means that saving and helping us, not upset when should first, the first indicate that God is offended. That is when we can forgive and when offenders ask you seven times. When these things happen, as I said, the first indicate God should be the one we depend on. That's where we can strengthen others. As Jesus told Peter, I've prayed for you because Satan has sought for you. He has sought to sift you. But I have prayed for you. When you are strengthened, strengthen the others. Only God's strength is perfect. And that's the strength that can help us in all our weaknesses. And can, it is by his strength. He can even appoint helpers or strengthen our helpers to be able to help us where we need help. That's why the other time in meeting, we learned that even when you are going to see the prophet or you are going to see the man of God or pastor, even when you are going to see your dad at home for advice or counsel or your mother, pray first that, Lord, let this person not speak out of the flesh. There was a king who listened to his colleagues instead of listening to the elders who were there before he took the throne. And he thought that what his friends were saying, the friends he grew up with, he felt he could trust them, so he listened to them. But they spoke from their flesh and said that be wicked the more and lay more taxes upon the children of Israel. And the people eventually rebelled. And this king, he lost it all. Whoever you speak to, pray that, Lord, let this my colleague speak from the spirit, that if God has given you the opportunity to speak to that person, we are talking about the strength depending upon the Lord. Let the Lord be the source of the strength. Let the Lord be the source of the strength. Otherwise, you keep getting frustrated and disappointed with human beings. And eventually, you even get disappointed with yourself as a person. When you depend on human strength instead of divine strength. There are people who place so much expectation on their wives. They put so much expectation on their husbands. And eventually, they felt disappointed. Some put expectations on their children that, oh, by this time, they mark the years themselves for their children, that by this time, they will be the strength of the family. And they were very disappointed, and some even wanted to guess some children, but that should not never be the case. The Lord is my strength and my song. The Lord is my strength and my song. If anybody can help me on this earth, it is because the Lord was behind it all. He provided the capacity to bring help. Vain is the help of man. It's only when the Lord has enabled a person to help you before he can. And that is why all the glory must go to God. You can thank man, but all the glory must go to God. Because really, he is the source of our strength. Without the Lord, we'll keep panicking. We'll keep panicking. We'll keep worrying. We'll live a life of anxiety. We live a life of disappointment, but when the Lord is our strength, we will see or we abide in his favor and we will see his goodness in our life. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are praying our first prayer. From Psalm 28, verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. Wow. That's beautiful. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and my song will I sing. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I pray. We are praying, Father in heaven, as I trust in you, show your favor by helping and shielding me in Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to pray wherever you are. In the mighty name of Jesus. As we trust in you, in the name of show your Jesus,
Lord, you are my strength and my shield. My heart in Jesus' name.
We are praying our second prayer. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. I think we should be singing this song as our last song. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. We are praying, Father in heaven, let trust in you remove fear and reveal your strength and salvation in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and begin to pray right now in Jesus' name.
Trust you.
Let trust in you remove you. Let trust in you remove you. Let you reveal your strength and salvation, O Lord. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our strength. Let trust in you. We remove everything. Remove all fear. Remove all fear. Remove all fear. And continue to reveal your strength and salvation in Jesus' name. For you have become our salvation, O Lord. You are our strength and song. You have become our salvation. Remove every fear as we trust in you, Thomas. In the name of Jesus. Our last prayer we are praying. Father in heaven, let me above you to rise against me and let your favor be visible. In Jesus' name we are praying this from Psalm 18, verse 48. You delivered me from my enemies, yea. Thou lifted me up above those that trust, that rise against me. Thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. When people come up against us, they must not become headers. They must become what we ride on. We ride on. The Lord should rise up above them, and that they will become a plane that we ride on in the mighty name of Jesus. Nothing of the enemy thrown against us should work, but rather it should propel us even unto greater heights. In effect, this is what we are praying. Lift up your voice and begin to pray right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let every opposition, Lord, propel us into greater heights. And let every enemy be a stone of elevation. A stone of elevation, not a stumbling block, but a stone of elevation. A rock of elevation in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let every challenge propel us to greater heights. In the name of Jesus. Let every difficult situation, let it propel us into greater heights. Now, we move into greater heights. We move into greater heights. We move into greater heights. Every difficulty is propelling us right now into greater heights, into greater heights, into greater heights, into greater heights, because of the strength of the Lord God Almighty. In the mighty name of Jesus, propelling us into greater heights, where people think that we would have failed, we would have suffered, we would have even been defeated. Let us rather be propelled into greater heights right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, that Lord, we give you all the glory, that we give you all the glory, that we give you all the praise, that we give you all the praise, because where people thought we would fall, we would drown, Lord, you propelled us into greater heights. Where they thought that we would descend into the miry clay and we'll drown into the miry, we'll sink into the miry clay, Lord, you set our feet upon a solid rock. You propelled us even into higher heights. In the name of Jesus, in the presence of our enemies, truly you anoint our heads with oil. In the name of Jesus. If you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, you had these prayers, we pray. It's only the Lord God Almighty who, in the midst of obscurity and obstacles, can lift you up and can give you and set you upon higher ground and upon a straight way where you have a relationship with him, which leads to eternal life and peace forever. Even the scripture says that, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. It's not just about acquisition of things and luxuries and comfort, but it's righteousness, living a right standing, having a right standing with God. It's about peace. Even in the midst of all the economic hardship and difficulties, you will have peace forever. And it's about joy. Joy that no physical satisfaction can provide you. There's a void in your heart that only Jesus can. Today I'm praying, giving you this opportunity. Just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I admit that I'm a sinner who cannot save himself or herself. Lord, today I surrender my life fully and completely to you. Please come into my heart and be the Lord over my life. I believe you died for me and you were raised again on the third day. And Lord, you have the power of life and death. Only you. So today, I surrender my life to you, the resurrection and life. That from today and forever, by the power of your Holy Spirit, I will live with you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
As we come to the close of this meeting, God's word is Psalm 37, verse 4. that when we delight ourselves in Him, He will grant us the desires of our heart. Hallelujah. So as we sing this last song of praise, hold on to any documented prayer requests you have in faith, knowing that the Lord will turn each one of them into a testimony according to His will and time. In the name of Jesus. Begin to thank the Lord in faith that these prayer requests that you presented to Him are turned into testimonies according to His will, and begin to praise Him. Lord, we thank you, Rabashkatayaraba, that these prayer requests that we presented, we have no strength of our own. That is why we have come to you, the Lord, our strength, our song, and our salvation. He has become my salvation. Oh, yes, Lord. You have become our salvation. The Lord is my. Give your life to Christ in this service, please contact us via our email info@globalmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. You're welcome to the family of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Global Music. Stand out with God.